Hello?
Oh, hi, Leo?
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yes, I seen it.
Oh, no wonder. Okay.
But
okay.
Let me ask you some question. Why is you know no one calling me or nothing else? What is going on with that? I'm spending for 2 years money.
Have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
Well, no, nothing. Just stupid calls.
Because I'm showing that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 2,875 times, and you've had 99 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
Only the people calling me for work, for nothing else.
Well, I think out of 2,800 impressions, you must have gotten at least some solid work out of this. So I'm curious, do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, I ask them, but like everybody, when I answer, you know, they say, no, we're looking for a job. And some people, they say, some don't answer when I call them back. Some they fake numbers. I don't know. I'm saying I even one small job I never got it from you guys.
I see. Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 3rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to the 3rd. So there is a $299 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. Okay, but couple of options for you. Number one is you've been with us for about a year and a half, so I could put you into friends and family pricing. That would lower your subscription to $249 monthly, and it would save you $50 off the past due balance. And then your program also includes $100 worth of extra Google ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove those extra Google ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to just say with that program, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices. So a lot of people will go to a program like that, Leo, if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put those ads on later if you wanted to.
No, I know, I guess, but like crazy. Like, I never have one customer to go and say, oh, Leo, I need to do this job, and please, can you come and look at our see it, or bid on the price or anything, you know?
You know what I'm
talking about. Like, even one real email, like, I have it for a job, like, oh, I have this job, and I'm doing something I need. It's almost 2 years. It's crazy, you know?
So what I'm thinking is you have to start working on getting some more fresh, positive reviews because you have a 5-star rating on Google, but you haven't had a review posted since April of 2022. So that might be affecting your conversion, meaning if there's companies up there next to you that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them and you don't have a fresh review for almost nearly a year now, that might be affecting which company the actual client would call. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that. It'll say learn how to get more reviews, and it's hyperlinked to your Google listing. So that will help you to get some more fresh reviews here and there. And I'm confident that once you get a couple of fresh reviews, you're going to start seeing a bigger impact to your business.
Okay, I will try. I will try a couple of months more, but I was planning to cancel because that's why I was with the home advisor. That's why I canceled them, and I got with you guys, but nothing happened either here too. Okay, let me give the number, the card, and you know.
Okay. Yeah, it will do some revisions on this end too, just to make sure that you'll get better results.
I'm being honest with you. Nothing happened with you guys either. You know, with them, actually, I have a chance to go and bid prices and to see jobs.
Yes.
But with you guys, like nothing. Only people, they call, you know, I'm looking for a job. Nothing. Like, I don't have any email when I and you know my location was in the heart of Manhattan, New York, and I didn't got anything, like, anything to go and bid in the price or even to have a chance to go and see a job. So I know somebody maybe will bid me in the price, but to have a chance to go and see the job and to bid in the price, I never have that chance.
So I'm going to review the calls on the dashboard, and I'll see, like I said, if we can make some revisions on this end that will help you. But go ahead with the card number when you're ready. I can update it for you.
4563.
Okay.
3100.
Uh-huh.
3816.
Okay.
4046.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration is 1227.
And the code on the back?
101.
And is it still the 2020 Colonial Avenue for the billing address?
Yes.
Colonial? Okay, perfect.
And
so
and you know, not supposed to call scam people in this app, you know, because now they find the number in the Google and they call, like, scam people for no reason, for nothing, just spending time.
Yes.
Like, when you guys have that app, you know, people, they're not supposed to, like, be able to call and scam, you know, from to find that Google. But anyway, you know, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, we had a client before that had a lot of scam calls, and so we did some research for him, and they weren't coming from Google. They were coming from a program that he had called Angie Leads. So, for instance, somebody could go to one of those directories and put contractors in New York, for example, and they get pages and pages of leads, and then they start calling through them. And then, you know, for you, it's irritating because you're getting somebody that's calling you try to sell you something and not a potential client, but the people probably found you on another source, not on Google. But I have a question before I process the payment, Leo. Do you want to stick with the same package that you have now and I'll just reduce it to $249, or do you want to take the Google Ads off and we'll do $149?
So you say, can you explain it one more time?
Yes. So on your package, you have, and both options would give you the first page of Google locally in the maps, the first page of Google or the first page listing on Bing, all of the directories, the website, the hosting, and the mobile optimization, meaning that you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets. Now, with the $249 package, on top of all of that, you get an extra $100 worth of pay-per-click ads. So you know how when you go on Google and you search for something, there's a couple of companies at the top that say ad next to them? So if you stick with the $249 package, you'll have the best of both worlds. You'll have the ads running at the top, and you'll be in the local maps below the ads. But if you take those ads off, you'll still be on the first page in the local maps.
Okay, just I want to be good in good shape, you know? I don't want to hurt it now, like, and let's see if it's going to happen anything.
So you just want to keep it at the $249 then, I would assume then, right? You don't want to minimize.
$249 is the same like I have it now, right?
Yes, it's the same package. I'm just putting you into friends and family pricing as a loyalty because, you know, you've been with us for a year and a half. So I'm taking the same package that you have and I'm reducing it to $249 as a loyalty.
Okay, but please make sure it has to be happen something or changing something or work on that because nothing happened, okay?
Okay, I'll work on that on this end, and then if you could just look at that reviews email when you have a moment, and if you have any questions on it, just feel free to call me, okay, Leo?
All right, just please send me all the information I have to go there and check, okay? And to
I will.
Account.
I'll send you a login to the dashboard again just so that you have it, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.